Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Regulator says Good Morning Britain did not breach broadcasting code over presenters' remarks, which sparked record complaints. That's the headline from The Guardian, as some good news for Piers Morgan lit up royal Twitter yesterday. The media watchdog has ruled that Piers Morgan's criticism of the Duchess of Sussex on ITV's Good Morning Britain did not breach the broadcasting code despite a record number of complaints about his comments. Morgan, who quit the show after his comments produced an on-air row with another presenter, described Ofcom's ruling as a resounding victory and a blow to cancel culture. In a 97-page ruling, 97 pages, the regulator found that Morgan's remarks were potentially harmful and offensive, but were allowable because the code allows freedom of expression. Following Meghan and Prince Harry's tell-all interview with Oprah Winfrey in March, Morgan questioned the truthfulness of the Duchess's account of the breakdown of her mental health at the start of her marriage. "Who did you go to?" he said. "What did they say to you?" "I'm sorry, I don't believe a word she said, Meghan Markle. I wouldn't believe it if she read me a weather report." The next day, Morgan stormed off the set after a discussion about Meghan with his colleague Alex Beresford. The weather presenter defended the couple, telling Morgan, "I understand you've got a personal relationship with Meghan Markle, or had one, and she cut you off. She's entitled to cut you off if she wants to. Has she said anything about you since she cut you off? I don't think she has, but yet you continue to trash her." An Ofcom spokesman said, "This was a finely balanced decision. Mr. Morgan's comments were potentially harmful and offensive to viewers, and we recognize the strong public reaction to them, but we also took full account of freedom of expression. Under our rules, broadcasters can include controversial opinions as part of legitimate debate in the public interest, and the strong challenge to Mr. Morgan from other contributors provided important context for viewers. Nonetheless, we've reminded ITV to take greater care around content discussing mental health and suicide in future. ITV might consider the use of timely warnings or signposting of support services to ensure viewers are properly protected." Morgan tweeted, "I'm delighted that Ofcom has endorsed my right to disbelieve the Duke and Duchess of Sussex's incendiary claims to Oprah Winfrey, many of which have proven to be untrue. This is a resounding victory for free speech and a resounding defeat for Princess Pinocchio's. Do I get my job back?" But of course, he had a lot more to say. Palace Intrigue will be right back with that. Writing for the Daily Mail, Piers Morgan said, "Everyone is in favour of free speech," said Winston Churchill, "but some people's idea of it is that they are free to say what they like, but if anyone else says anything back, that is an outrage." He could have been talking about Prince Harry and his wife Meghan Markle, two people who think they both have the right to drop endless, incendiary, unsubstantiated bombshells about their family and the right to censor and silence anyone who dares to disbelieve or challenge them. Back in March, the Duke and Duchess of Sussex spent 2 hours spray-gunning the royals to Oprah Winfrey in an explosive interview on primetime US television. They claimed a member of the royal family had been racist about their son Archie and that their little boy had been banned from being a prince because of his skin color. Meghan also claimed that she told several senior palace officials she was feeling suicidal, but they told her she couldn't have any treatment because it would be bad for the royal brand. Oh, and she stated as fact that she and Harry secretly got married 3 days before their official wedding, in a private ceremony conducted by the Archbishop of Canterbury. On ITV's Good Morning Britain, a few hours later, "I said I didn't believe a word," Meghan said. This triggered a furious protest from fans of the couple who accused me of being a racist, callous misogynist who was belittling Meghan's lived experience of mental health and racism. But it was simpler than that. I just didn't believe her. Not least because it was immediately established that some of her more outlandish claims, like the secret wedding and Archie's princely ban, were provable nonsense. Make no mistake, this is a watershed moment in the battle for free speech. If Ofcom had found against me, that would have signalled the end of every UK TV journalist's right to express any honestly held opinion on air, lest it upset the likes of Meghan Markle. The whole point of journalism is surely to question and challenge statements from public figures, particularly when no actual evidence is produced to support them. 5 months on from my sudden departure from GMB, at least 17 of Meghan and Harry's claims in the Oprah interview have now been shown to be false or disingenuous. As Ofcom determined, to have restricted my right to disbelieve her and Harry would have been chilling. And when Meghan and Harry, whose unofficially authorized biography is titled Finding Freedom, lick their failed censorship wounds today, I suggest they heed the words of George Orwell. If liberty means anything at all, it means the right to tell people what they do not want to hear. Just one question remains. Does this mean I get my job back? And there you have it. Please follow us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your shows. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue and good times.